congratulations on your retirement. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very strange, Mark. It's it's an absence of place in a way, yet a relief.
Because for you, this has been more than five decades, hasn't it? When did you join?
I joined the lifeboat crew in June 1974.
And when you joined, I'm sure you probably didn't have any idea how your career or your time with the RNLI would end up as manager, lifeboat operations manager of here in Newquay.
No, as a brash 18-year-old, I just wanted to rush around in a boat and look good.
And you still did at the very end.
Oh, thank you, Mark. not so much in the boat come the end, though.
What's it feel like not being there, not being on call as you have been for how many years was it as manager?
I was a lifeboat operations manager for 21 years. So in that time, I had to be around Newquay. Thankfully, I was able to delegate a considerable amount come the end of my time. But having said that, I was still always the one on the end of the phone to arrange to meet people at the station for various things. Mm. It's quite nice knowing that my time is pretty much my own now.
What were the highlights?
Well, over the 52 years, I mean, the bits you remember are the bits in the boat. I've met some wonderful people, I have to say, in those 52 years, both members of staff, colleagues on the crew, and members of the general public, of course. But yeah, I've met some absolutely fantastic people. I've shared with the crew while we were on. There's great hilarity at the station. You know, it's a real family. It's comradeship. They're a good bunch. We have a laugh. When you go afloat, probably 95% of the services that we do are quite mundane, but occasionally you'll get the old one that's that little bit special. So in that time, yeah, we've shared some laughs. We've had some good times. We've had some bad times. There's been a few tears.
Yeah.
Been moments of terror even, but few and far between. But the bonds and the friendship that we've formed at that time will be there for the rest of our lives.
What were you missing in particular?
I think the companionship in a way. There is a little adrenaline rush when the pager goes off. But you've got to make way for the youngsters. You've got to come in. I've had my day. You can't be first and last. So I'm handing over to a really good team. My successors, we've been working together for 12 months to get them in place. They've both got experience on the station, but there's a little bit more to being the lifeboat operations manager than just answering a phone. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you wouldn't normally think of. So we've been training them up for 12 months and they're in a really, really good place now. There are constantly changes within the RNLI in terms of the way that we do things and how we have to comply with regulations. That is constantly ongoing. The training is ongoing. So there's some exciting stuff coming along for them. And I think they're taking over at a really, really good time.
For you, this is your full retirement now. Because I remember when you finished with the shop that you had in East Street. How many years ago was that?
That was 5 years ago when I retired from business. And we're just about there with the sale of that now. So, things are coming along. Yeah, my life has changed immensely. But
so what are you going to do with all this free time?
I think my wife may have a little list for me.
Jobs.
Yeah, one or two, no doubt. But hopefully a little bit more time to ourselves. My wife was also my business partner. So we didn't really get the opportunity for holidays and things and being able to do what we want when we wanted to do it. And of course, that continued in my time as to the end of being lifeboat operations manager. Now we have a little bit more freedom to come and go as we choose, and we're really looking forward to that.
And how have you marked your retirement?
Well, we had a little bit of a party in Newquay Rowing Club on the Saturday afternoon, which was well attended. We had singers from all over Cornwall. A lot of the crew came down who were able to say goodbye. We did a little handover of the keys and my pager. Wow. And we had a lovely afternoon.
Yeah. Nice. And of course, recently you were lucky and honoured, I know you felt honoured, to go to Buckingham Palace. Just tell us what that was for.
That was a huge occasion. It was the King's celebration of his late mother, Queen Elizabeth II's 100th birthday. So he had invited representatives of all the patronages that he had taken on from his mother. So we had a wonderful day. The Oran and I sent four representatives, one from Scotland, one from Northern Ireland, one from Wales. I represented Cornwall and the neighbours, England. Yeah. So that was rather nice. And I had the honour to represent the whole of coastal operations for the Oran and I. It was a wonderful day.
That's a great way to finish off your last few months, isn't it?
Yeah, it was totally unexpected. It came out of the blue. And even to be considered for a place was an honour. To actually go and do it was something else. But met some wonderful people.
So the big question is this it with the RNLI, or will we still see you around the lifeboat station and the harbour?
You will actually see me around the lifeboat station and the harbour. Although I have finished as operations manager and also launch authority, I've hung up my pager, I've handed in my keys. I will be taking on a new role that the institution is pushing out of heritage coordinator for the lifeboat station. So that basically entails being the contact point for anybody with any queries about station history, ephemera, whether somebody might have a picture at home they think might be of interest to the RNLI, or any matter to do with the history of the station. I'm the contact point for that. A part of the role is to update the station on historic anniversaries, if there's anything coming up, just to keep them in the picture, to conserve what we already have in the way of photographs, catalogue things. It's been neglected over the years because, quite rightly, our priority is saving lives at sea. So we are conscious of our history. It's a big part of the RNLI, but it has to take a back seat to the frontline stuff, naturally. So my role is to conserve what we have, to collate what we have, and, if possible, enlarge the collection. If anybody has anything they'd like to give to us, then we would certainly be willing to consider it, and I would be the contact point for that. So a part of the role of heritage coordinator isn't just conserving the past, it's making sure that we record today what's going on today, because that is tomorrow's heritage. Yeah. And for the people that come along in 50 years' time, we need to have something for them to curate. So today's services are tomorrow's history.
You won't be far away, because we'll be able to hear you coming from the rowing club with the Newquay Rowing Club singers as well.
Yeah, the singing is non-negotiable. that doesn't come with a lifeboat. That's a separate issue. I've been promised not to give that up. So
Never far away.
No, not far away at all.
Gareth, congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.